Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Invading your ear holes. The Rats Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
No, she didn't. She hated it.
She didn't like it a bit.
I mean, she was pretty, but it scared me the way she was hissing and that sound that she made. I mean, I thought I would be dead.
Giant snake lungs breathe loud.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome for that.
By the way, I've worked on a list of the friends of the show, and so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 friends of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure that list will grow.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Exponentially.
Yeah. That's the charter list, though.
Mm-hmm.
The charter list of the friends of the show.
We're colonizing.
Yeah. Okay, if you missed this announcement earlier, I think it bears repeating again. Friday, we got our biggest ratings ever, and we want to say thank you to each and one of you that listen to the show, that promote the show on social media, that tell people to listen to the show, that buy the beer, buy the T-shirts, all that. We are very, very, very thankful and have extreme gratitude for your listenership, your fandom, whatever you want to call it. Thank you.
I'll hug all of you.
I mean, we got the guys, we've got the kids are into us now.
Yeah.
I don't know how I take that.
I like it fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Watch your mouth now, I guess.
I guess.
Well, they're growing up.
So yeah, they're growing up. Yeah, yeah. We just need to get on this this wave and just ride it all the way through, you know, when they get their GEDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, kids are into us. And more than ever, like, really attractive people, like, drinking the P1 Pilsner at Fall for Greenville, man.
Yeah.
Like, I tell you.
Look at that.
I got that same one. Mm-hmm. I was like, Galway.
Long time. Well,
very attractive. Mm. All right.
He's a hot guy.
Hottie.
I told you earlier
it's
that
best kind.
I kept up with my own picks. So I kept up with how I did, but I did not think to keep up with everybody else. So I could be the loser if everybody else did really good.
But there is one loser. No tie this week. Let's kick it off, man. High school. I misspoke and said that Creston doesn't have Sheldon Evans anymore. Well, he's the head coach.
Oh, okay. So they do.
They do got him.
Okay.
Pendleton came to town. Didn't quite work out for Creston. 45-7. Pendleton won.
I told y'all Pendleton plays defense.
Pendleton, for a school that's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, always usually has pretty strong sports teams.
It's because there's nothing else to do. There's no malls to go and lollygag around that. There's no entertainment centers.
Plus, that area is growing up huge right now. I mean, you've seen how different Clemson is. Pendleton's going with it.
And they got a QT.
Yeah. That area. I mean, that whole area of Pendleton, Sandy Springs, that whole area between Anderson and Clemson, it's growing just like Clemson and Anderson.
Why is the one person who picked Crescent got her face in her hands right now and not talking on the radio?
Because I'm thinking, holy doo-doo.
That's right. Paige was the only one that went with Crescent. Everybody else went Pendleton. Paige lost.
Paige, what were you thinking?
I was thinking of my son and my husband who went there, and I wasn't thinking with my brain, with my heart.
Well, it paid off for you later, but we'll get to that.
Thinking with your heart gives you heartburn.
Yes, it does.
Texas A&M came to Billy Bryce, the Aggies. They were favored by 2 on the road. They won 26-23. Matt went cocky. Everybody else went Aggies.
I don't care.
Matt took a loss on that one.
So?
So?
This one here, nobody saw coming.
Were they drinking P1 Pilsner at the Clemson game on Saturday? No, they were not. Because there wasn't a Clemson game on Saturday.
But they have been.
But they have been.
And they will be this week.
Haha.
Yeah, I thought the Aggies would win by a lot. They kind of had a letdown, but they did cover by 1 point.
They covered. That's all that matters with us. This one, not so much. Georgia was favored by 7.5 on the road. They went to LSU, fake Death Valley, and lost 36-16.
Yeah.
9 was the only one that picked LSU. Everybody else thought Georgia would take care of business.
Look at you, fancy pants.
I just know Georgia's going to have a letdown game every year. Don't matter how good they are, they're going to lose one.
Yeah.
I mean, they cannot go undefeated down there.
They might have a couple more.
It's possible.
Still got to play Florida and Kentucky. The Big Ten football, which I hope to God we never have to resort to again. Wisconsin at Michigan. Michigan was favored 8.5 at home. Well, they covered because they won by 25, 38-13.
Yeah.
Going Michigan. Paige and Matt won that one. 9 and myself lost with Wisconsin.
Badgers let me down. Yeah. Michigan's let me down every time I pick them, though. Jerks.
You never know what you're going to get with Michigan.
Michigan's on that list of teams I don't like, just like the Gamecocks and the Falcons, because whatever I pick, they do the opposite.
Yep. I thought he was a Cox fan.
I thought you were a Cox fan, kind
of. For the purpose of picks, I hate them.
Well, this one...
I think when A&M beat them by 3 points while they were favored by 2, that's the first time I've hit on a South Carolina game all season.
You just now got yourself voted out of my next wedding. I just want you to know.
That's fine. I'm busy that day.
Wow.
Well, fine.
This one threw a wrench in things right here. Wofford at Furman. Wofford was ranked at the time. Wofford was favored by 5.5 on the road.
Yeah.
They went in and sucked. Furman won 34-14. The only people picking Furman for familial ties, Paige and Matt.
That's not true. I picked them because my grandpa worked there.
Mm-hmm.
I picked them because my daddy played for
them. I'm not familiar with them at all. So thank you.
Me and 9 took Wofford. We lost. That was all for college. You see how this is shaping up. It ain't looking
y'all
good.
Y'all are awful.
I know.
Paige and I are going to start a gambling line. You can
no,
call
we're
and
not.
Get our picks.
Lose my bottom.
God, man. Bucks at Falcons. Falcons favored by 3. They won 34-29, but the Bucks damn near beat them.
Damn near came back on them, man.
If Jackson would have scooped it up, he would have got in.
I'm still picking against the Falcons every week because I hate them.
Well, what we learned about the Falcons is they're only a home team.
Yeah, they cannot win on the road against – I mean, they go to Arizona and lose on the road.
Yeah. 9 and myself picked the Bucks. Paige and Matt went with the Falcons.
You are so stupid.
Oh, yes. How much football you watch?
I got a snore.
All season.
That's the thing. It's most frustrating.
Probably about as much as I have.
I watch Friday Night Lights.
Because nobody watches the blank. They're just picking out of the air.
Yeah, I'm not watching very much at all, man.
Like, nobody saw this one coming last game of the week. Panthers at Redskins. Redskins minus 1 at home. They won 23-17. Everybody went with the Panthers.
Yeah, and the Panthers are another one of those teams that just, you know, they play to the level of their competition every week, and they will beat a good team and lose to a mediocre team. They lost to the Falcons, who suck.
Man, if you got Greg Olsen all 5 yards for a first down, throw it to him. He had the guy posted up.
Yeah.
You don't have to get the touchdown in 2
what
plays.
What was everybody pissed at him about? Said he missed a snap or something.
I don't know.
I know that they didn't throw it to him on the last drive when they could have extended it.
Yeah.
They were throwing the deep ball with a guy who throws off his back foot, and that 4th and 5 that ended the game, man, he sailed it about 3 rows into the crowd.
You can only get excited about Cam Newton if he's running the ball. If he's scrambling around, you're like, ooh, this could turn into something. Yeah. If he stays in the pocket, it's going to be a disaster.
I judge it on if I see him wearing a scarf prior to the game, I think that's a loss.
I mean, you might as well at this point.
I should have looked up what the Panthers were wearing because whenever they wear a weird uniform combination, they go out there and suck.
Black pants. It looks good, but for some reason it's not working.
Is anybody wearing purple or pink cleats yet?
Yeah, a bunch of guys.
Oh, yeah.
But they lumped it. Yeah, they lumped all the cancers in together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, the Crucial Catch campaign.
Well,
yeah.
That's good.
It's not just breasts now.
Well, then it should be, we should be aware of it all year instead of just October.
Big shoes all season, man.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I misspoke. There was a tie, but it was a tie for first for the week at 4-3. Guess who? Paige and Matt.
All good.
Woo!
Yeah. So I can stop feeling so tense.
Full of yourself? Yes.
Not full of myself. Insecure with
selfish,
my picking.
Yes.
No, wrong adjective.
One game decided the loser. Third place at 3-4. Your buddy nine coming in third.
Oh, yep. No.
Also second.
2-5 for the and losing for the second week in a row. The person who watches more football than not just anybody on the show, anybody that works at,
in the building.
Yes.
More than the people that work on ESPN, more than the people that are on the Panthers stuff. You know it.
I go through pages of research every week.
Yeah.
Depth charts, who's going to start, who's out, weather conditions. It don't make a blank.
No.
It does not matter. Does not give a flying
blank.
You
gamble. You gamble on WNBA games.
All of it.
You
does
love
not
gambling.
Make a damn. I still lose.
Sorry.
For the year, Matt's the only one with a winning record, 22-17.
Jesus.
I know.
We're terrible.
Paige is second, 20-23. Nine's 19-20, and I'm bringing up the rear, 18-21.
Well,
you know, when you go 4-10 in two straight weeks.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
I love Picks Get Punishment because it used to be before Picks Get Punishment, I wanted to win the week. Now I don't care as long as I ain't in last place. I'm fine. I'm happy as a pig in blank.
God, man.
It's horrid.
It don't get any easier.
Yeah, and I was hoping you would, because I got another good idea for you, Fat Boy, but tied in with last week, it won't be so good. We need like a buffer week for that. Damn it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure you'll get a chance to use it again.
Why'd you have to screw it up, Fat Boy?
I know.
It's two
Look,
weeks
man.
In a row. Let them know 10 days ahead of time for that. We want that.
I can't pinpoint one that really screwed me, but there would have been a tie if the Bucks would have pulled it out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
A tie. Damn. A tie where? Because I had the Bucks too.
Yeah, I know, but we would have went to now you would have had the season record on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Beforehand.
Fat Boy, we're going to make you run in a breast cancer 5K for your punishment.
God, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Going to drive it?
Actually, the punishment is your son, the boy, gets control of the TV.
Oh, no.
Fat Boy was saying the other day that his son said to him, Dad, you watch too much television.
Oh, gosh.
Your son said that.
He just don't get why I like TV. That's what it is.
I learned it by watching you, Dad. I learned it by watching you.
Like, he does not watch TV at all.
This
he doesn't get why I like it.
Going to be tricky because Clemson opened up as a 17-20 point favorite over NC State.
Let's pick them now.
I would pick Clemson either way. They're both undefeated, though.
Yeah.
Is that in Clemson?
Yep. At Death Valley.
Yeah.
You got the kickoff? I don't know the kickoff yet.
It don't matter. I'm going to
be 3:30.
I'm going to be drinking in costume and all that day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to a Halloween party. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is it Saturday?
Yes.
It's going to be a big time.
You're going to be asleep before dark.
Oh, that's next Saturday. That's
the 27th at Thomas Creek Brewery.
Oh, this Saturday I'm going to another Halloween party. I'll be doing the same thing.
That's
for the next two weekends in a row.
Sleep by 9 o'clock.
Sleep by 9 o'clock. That's why they have the party so early. So Matt won't fall asleep as it starts.
If you be asleep in the car on the way home.
I'm a narcomaniac.
Are Gamecocks off this coming week? They're off.
It's a bye.
I got to go check.
Bye week.
Yeah. No game.
No strategy this time. I'm going to rethink it.
No strategy?
No strategy.
Why not next time just let the P1s pick for you?
I'd rather flip a coin.
All right.
Yeah.
The coin flip.
You let Paige pick for you. She's pretty good.
I might have to follow what she does.
Or the leader.
The leader, yeah. Give him some
I'm props. Available. Sturge, if you want me to come on as an analyst, I'd be glad to help you. And
just don't ask him on Twitter.
No.
Right.
Stay off his Twitter.
That's right. I'm not good enough at Photoshop to go on his Twitter. All right. Well, there you have it. There are the recap of this week. And then on Thursday, Fat Boy, once again, pigskin punishment. It's not going to be as if people are, make him wear a Gamecocks jersey. That's nothing.
At least I don't have to pick it.
That's nothing.
Just got to do it.
That's why he's trying. That's why he's not trying. Because he knows that. The responsibility goes on the other three people on the show to come up with what the bid is and get all the bit stuff together and run to Walmart and buy this.
I'll get the Bills jersey if you get the lighter fluid and the folding table.
What about, okay, this is the table. It's still in Forest.
Yeah. Gimmick it up.
What in the world?
Yeah. You are the table.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Well, there we go. Pigskin picks. Fat Boy, week two. Leisure.
Yeah, two in a row.
Very poetic, because Fat Boy lives for football.
Yeah.
Like, he don't go out of the house on Saturday or Sunday this time of year.
Man, I got tonight's game I got to research for. NBA starts tomorrow.
You doing baseball,
I got that.
Too?
No, not really. Baseball makes it very hard for people to like it.
Speaking of basketball, you got to go look up. So Drake performed at the Staples Center the other night, mm-hmm. and the, one of the songs, LeBron, comes out, but he's wearing street clothes, and he's singing and dancing. And LeBron's like 8 feet tall, jumping around on stage. It just looks weird. He looks like one of them characters from Mad World.
That's fun.
Big old dangly thing up there dancing around.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big man, 6'7".
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it to his face without question.
He works out to push a T.
Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. All right. We'll take a break. Paige, we'll do some headlines next, right?
No. Uh-huh.
Say, I swear to God.
I swear to, I don't swear to God.
I know. I was about to catch you in something. All right. We'll do that and more right after this. Morning, everybody. My Lord.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Do you want to talk about something sexy, or do you want to discuss economics?
Boy.
Start with the economics, because then we know at least there's light at the end of the tunnel with sexy. If we do sexy first, and then that's like doing the church service and then doing the business meeting after.
I got you.
Great. We want to get to Ryan's.
We want to get it something, you know, save the meat for later.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, well, Americana is changing in the retail business because one of the retail greats has announced that they will be declaring and filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as of today, and that is Sears.
Haven't they been going out of business for like 25 years, Sears?
It's been a while.
Well, they've been struggling. They have huge debts. They bought Kmart. And
what an awful buy.
Failing sales, major losses, and their share price has gone from a high from around 141 in like 07. Now it's less than 50 cents a day a share. So it's a struggle. So now if they're declaring Chapter 11, filing for that, then they can regroup and sell off some property and then maybe figure out with some investors and get back on track or just call it quits.
They should trade Kmart for Pick and Pay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was always one of the more expensive stores.
Sears?
Yeah.
I mean, I know people that's their go-to to have their car service. That's where they buy their appliances. It's just where they trade for those items. You know, that Sears is a trusted name.
Do these people get to the mall at like 9 a.m. to walk as well, Paige?
They could, and you know. But times are changing because where do you go to buy those things? It's different now than
Amazon
was 20 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, when everything went online, Sears merged with Kmart. And they were also struggling. But mm-hmm. everybody else went online. And then another thing Sears has going against them is kind of the same thing the post office deals with. Pensioners. They pay out a lot of pensions.
Yeah.
Like, they got so many retirees from Sears who, you know, the old school retirement where you actually got paid by the company you worked for
mm-hmm.
instead of 401ks and stuff.
Yeah,
they get bit hard by that just like the Postal Service does.
And other big box stores have taken over. And, you know, if you're going to go to another store, another one might come to mind in the last, 20, 30 years.
They're going to miss out on that $4 trillion waiting to come in this country.
Yeah.
When they sign off on them tariff deals.
Mm-hmm.
$4 trillion waiting to come into America. But what that I mean, yes, that's coming into America, but the stuff that was made by foreigners.
Yeah. So what they do when they file Chapter 11 is they just keep the banks off their back.
Yeah.
And maybe they can regroup.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And, you know, they need a structure and a future for the economy today.
I forget what it's Ponce City Market in Atlanta. Huge, like, hipster mall. Beautiful place. It's the old Sears. It's massive. It's so blinking big, dude. It's huge.
Yeah.
I went down there for a Foo Fighters concert in April. We were down there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's full of restaurants and it's full of shopping. It's just a massive.
It's like a mall?
It's a massive multi-level mall.
Yeah.
Huge place. And it used to just be Sears back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how big a deal Sears was. Sears was at one point the largest employer in the United States.
Is that the mall in Atlanta that has the Maserati dealership in it?
Possibly. I don't know. I didn't see a car dealership.
Oh, okay.
But it's the old Sears, so it's a giant old brick building, man. A series of buildings. It's huge, like nothing I've ever been through before. Really cool place. But yeah, they used to be the largest employer in America, and everybody went online and it hurt Sears, but they had the catalog in like 1899 or whenever that started. They had the catalog for over 100 years before online shopping really became a huge thing, and they just didn't capitalize on the online thing. I don't know why.
Roebuck got out early.
Yeah.
They saw the writing on the wall. Sears hung around.
Smart guy.
I mean, when they merged with Kmart, they put all the Craftsman tools in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like $25 hammers, man.
That's still like that's still some IP that's worth a lot of money, I think. Like Stanley also, right? They have that Stanley tools. Mm-hmm. So they have Stanley and they have Kenmore.
Yeah. Kenmo.
Yeah. Kenmo. Kenmo. Yeah. They have some brand
recognition.
Yeah.
Says here Stanley Black & Decker is the company that owns Stanley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no Cobalt.
Yeah. And Kenmore, I guess, it's still a Sears Holdings subsidiary. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about appliances. I don't know if Kenmore is what it was or if it's still great quality or if it's the same or not as good. Maybe better.
Hmm.
They call him Nine. He's Google Fingers.
I can answer them questions.
Thank you, Jim.
Well.
But now for the sexy talk.
Oh, good.
So what you do in your private life, is that your own business and nobody should care? The reason why I brought this up is because panty selling may cause a candidate to drop out of a race. Why? This is all coming
for
to fruition.
For selling panties?
Yes. There is a woman named Deborah Reno. She's running for city council in Evanston, Wyoming. But she may drop out of the race now that her secret identity has been discovered. Turns out, she has another life. She does online strip teases under the name of...
God darn it. First thing they do is show a picture of her.
You gave it away.
God.
Under the name of Misty Crockett, and she sells her used underwear... And gym shorts to guys who have a fetish for that kind of stuff. But if it's
she spells Misty MYSTEE. I've never even seen that in the South.
But why would you want to buy used underwear? You want to buy used panties, not underwear.
Right.
Or sweat. You don't want to buy anybody's gym shorts.
I don't want
shorts.
To buy anybody's gym shorts.
That
no.
is just disgusting. But if she does that, I mean, let me ask you guys, would you think less of somebody, say, one of the politicians here in South Carolina in the November election, if this all came out that this person is selling their underwear online, are you not going to vote for him?
I heard that's why Nikki Haley left her position.
No.
Because they knew they were getting ready to find out about Haley panties.
Can you imagine, though?
No. We know who wears the panties in that house. Oh. It's the husband.
Oh, boy.
What's up, Todd?
See, this lady.
Todd Haley was counting.
Todd Haley, yeah.
She sold her
coach.
Dirty gym shorts for $20 plus shipping. So she was a good businesswoman.
What's up, Michael?
I can't figure out who she looks like. She looks like somebody.
Oh, Misty.
She looks like John Tesh. She looks like somebody. She looks like Steven Tyler. That's who she looks like. She looks like Steven Tyler. Misty Crockett.
Well, what if
she
she's
looks
got
like Neil Young?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What if she's got great ideas? Like none of this stuff should matter. Why do we don't look to politicians for moral high ground, do we? We shouldn't.
We still pretend to.
We do.
For some reason.
Even though.
We do. I mean, everybody's kind of agreed, thanks to Charles Barkley, that we don't look to athletes as, you know, that type of role anymore. But yet we still look at the politicians as like friend of the community. And there's some of them that are, but then most of them are just trying to network to the top.
Well, Deborah Reno also works as a massage therapist and a yoga instructor. So she has a decent body.
Just like Janet Reno.
As far as the strip teasing and the videos, I didn't go look at that. So you're on your own on that. And you know, the used panty thing, if people want to buy them, that's supply and demand.
I mean,
capitalism in its finest.
I get the reason why. It's because this, you know, it's, you know, you're passing around possible diseases and things like that. I get it.
Just bad. Yes. I mean, you know, it doesn't look good if that's what they're doing.
No.
But do you expect people to be saints if they're running for office? I mean, what if there was some kind of deviant behavior and.
Somebody's buying them. That's the thing is always we always say, oh, these prostitutes, oh, these drug dealers. If they didn't have customers, there wouldn't be a service offered.
Is anybody running for office who isn't kind of a narcissist?
You kind of have to be. You kind of have to be to put big billboards of your face and cool little jingles that rhyme with your last name and all that.
Oh, right. Yeah. But remember the girl who went to, or the young lady who went to Clemson back in the day? I mean, she faced jail time for selling, or the crime was not selling them, but mailing them.
She was mailing her panties.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, if, I don't know what's legal or not in that kind of realm, but I don't, I wouldn't personally want to get into that because I didn't, you know.
I sell my used bath towels.
Who would you send it to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there she is.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
She's got her life back on track.
Yeah.
Is that her LinkedIn page?
Yes, it is.
Good
yes,
for her.
It is.
Good for you.
Good for her.
Doing well for herself?
Good for you.
Well.
And still pretty good looking, too.
Yeah. Can I have a coaster, a doily, a pair of panties?
Well, at the movies over the weekend, Venom made another $35.7 million. Doing really well, up to $142.8 million in its second week.
Jesus.
Second place. Oh, movie I want to go see.
Crazy Rich Asians.
I already saw that.
Oh. Who? What is it?
A Star is Born with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, a lot
Bradley
of people
Cooper.
Like that.
It's a love story. $28 million. Up to $94.2 million in a second week.
I got bored over the weekend, and I was told by somebody, hey, you know what you ought to watch? You like them documentaries? Watch the Lady Gaga documentary.
Right.
That sucks.
The whole thing's done with an iPhone, though.
Yeah, it's just it's tough. There's no point to it. It's
most like, of it is people sitting on curbs, stoned out of their minds, rambling about nothing.
She
it
smokes a lot of weed in that thing.
Constantly, dude.
Yeah, and doesn't have on makeup ever.
Yeah, that'll make you reassess what you do for a hobby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it literally, like, most of the movie is people sitting on curbs, high.
Smoking spliffs, too.
Rambling about nothing. It's just, it is garbage.
Truth or dare all over again.
Yeah, there's, like, tobacco guts everywhere.
Oh,
you know?
I won't watch it then.
But it ain't worth the crap.
No.
There's another one I started watching called Urban Legends. It's quite good.
Ooh.
Jimmy, you'd love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because there's three different sections to it, and one of the sections is clowns. And why we're scared of them.
Oh. There's a streaming service that's been around for a while. Sundance owns it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up for that when I was awake at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's called Shudder. It's all horror movies, man.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, they got like three of the Halloweens. They got the first one and the fourth one and the fifth one, and they got a bunch of Hitchcock movies and all kind of good scary stuff on there. Dude, I'm in heaven. I'm in hog heaven.
You're on.
Might have to replace WWE Network if they don't cancel that Saudi Arabia show. That's right. You heard me.
You heard them.
Yeah, they'll miss your $10. Will they go? Will you be going this week? Friday to see Halloween, Jim?
Oh, dude, it does come out Friday. Yeah. I thought it was, absolutely,
but
yes.
I was thinking, I was like, oh, we'll go see it right after the show, like the 11 o'clock showing. But do you want to see it in the daylight?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go. I would like to go see it at midnight,
but
I hate going to the movies at night because it's just a bunch of loud drunks.
Yeah.
Go when there's nobody there. Then you enjoy it.
Yeah, and then it's way scarier, too. Dude, if you're the only person in a theater playing a Halloween movie, it's way more terrifying if it's empty than it is full.
Yeah.
Plus, you can hear what's being said if there's not a million people in there crunching and
that's
talking. And
you know, at Mad World, when you walk across
screaming.
That bridge and there's that guy that has the hoodie on and he has the white face standing there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't part of the thing?
No.
I asked somebody that. I said, what movie was that from? They're like, what are you talking about? I said, the guy that wearing the hoodie out at Mad World. They're like, wasn't one of our guys.
Now I'm intrigued.
I know. Now I don't know if it was like one of them animatronics or something. And I was talking to the guy.
He reminds me of
I was talking to an animatronic page.
Yeah, you are.
Did you ever watch Hush on Netflix? About the deaf girl?
No.
Who's being just followed by a guy? He looks like that dude.
Is that the one where they don't talk the whole movie? Is that the one?
You hear some stuff.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about the John Krasinski one.
Yeah, that's good, actually. That's a good movie.
Quiet.
Nobody farted.
Yeah, they should have farted.
Dude.
Right. Someone dies from farting.
There was no full frontal nudity in that one. I didn't like it.
The movie was 93 minutes. A Quiet Place. The movie was 93 minutes long. I spent 93 minutes waiting on somebody to fart, and it never happened.
Yeah. Here comes the aliens.
Sorely disappointed in that.
Taken out.
We're out on a ghost hunt with you in an attic.
Yes. We've got a couple of weeks
to do. That was the most perfectly timed fart in the history of mankind.
That was better than Miss South Carolina when I blew her up.
We're in the attic of this alleged haunted house. Where were we? in Hendersonville or somewhere?
Green River Plantation. I drove by it a couple months ago going to North Carolina for something.
So we were on a legitimate ghost investigation, paranormal investigation. At one point, Nine and Paige and I were in the attic of of this haunted house.
And Paige is like, plantation house.
Is there anyone who wants to speak with us? Is there anyone? She's talking over there, and then all of a sudden,
disembodied sound.
It sounded like the beginning of Mambo Number 5. And it was Jimmy's butt.
What did it smell like?
Death.
It smelled like a poot.
No, it was awful. It wasn't just regular one. It was woo.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Like, you know how a house is like, if it's not, it's been sitting for a while, it's got that musky smell to it?
You know those high school students and college kids came up the stairs right after that?
they were running out of there like the place was on fire.
Dude, you're talking about makeup running, man.
We're all going to die.
But they all looked like Alice Cooper when they left there. It was crazy. It
wasn't hot up there. Their makeup was running to get away.
Yeah.
Help me.
God bless. And then Paige is trying to sell her panties, and it's just
I was. Nobody wants granny panties, that's for sure. Well, I'm Paige, and this is your Ice Guys headlines.
They're not granny panties, they're...
What?
What rhymes with cougar? Cougar. Cougar.
Little sexy boy shorts.
There we go. Some cheekies. There we go. All right. Thank you, Paige. You've enlightened us with the news once again. When we come back, we've got, a nice Nines TSL question of the day that will be good for a haunting good time.
Yeah, man. You get to go down to Denver Downs, see all the haunted stuff going on down there. The Harvest of Horror.
Fat Boy's going. He goes every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Awesome.
Corn maze this weekend at some point for me.
The corn maze?
Yeah.
I thought you said you wanted to go apple picking.
No, I want to go to Corn Maze. Oh, okay. I want to go to Corn Maze.
Is there an apple maze?
Can I go with you, Fat Boy?
Go Saturday.
You going Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You ain't. You lying. Clemson plays Saturday. You ain't going Saturday.
I might go.
Jerk. Look.
Jerk.
And stand me up.
No Friday.
All right. We're using valuable radio time. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll do all that, what we just said, right after this. Hold on.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, emailed, Facebook tweeted, Snapchatted, DM'd, BM'd.
All of you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Yeah, we got a whole lot of stuff planned for you tomorrow, including a brand new Truth and Consequences, where we've heard family fight before, but yeah. Boy. The reason the call is happening tomorrow, because he says if I go and say this face-to-face, the law will have to be called and there will be a fight.
Yeah.
So I should probably do it over the phone.
Yeah.
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 It's... Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I see how this could go south. Mm-hmm. From what I know of it,
yeah, it's going to be a mess. So that'll be a whole, be a whole lot of fun tomorrow.
That mess will be a good time,
right? The P1 payoff will continue. Plus, we have tickets right now. Is this a family style kind of?
Tell you right now, you win a family 4-pack of tickets to Denver Downs Harvest of Horror, open now through October 31st.
Well, let's give them away right now.
Okay.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
They put googly eyes on a statue of whom? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. That's 72341. 93rd correct answer wins that family 4-pack of tickets to Denver Downs Harvest of Horror.
I'm going to go check that one out, too.
Yeah, man. I like the haunted stuff. I love the 10-acre corn maze down there.
I like the ones where it feels like you got your not necessarily your money's worth, but your time. Like, if you're waiting in line for an hour, the haunted house should be about 45 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
I like, you know,
absolutely,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, good. Paige is going to rock you at work next. She's got you another $1,000 for the P1 payoff coming up here in Mirror Moments, that is. Fat Boy will be in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind will go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.